never heard that before.
This is your Beaver Trip and Dr. Tar. Oops, sorry. Let's start that one over again. Wrong movie.
Welcome to 2025.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Jerry, cut that out.
Been a hell of a year already.
Okay. Are you done?
All right.
This is Professor Feather. I don't know what's going
on. Yeah, the other guy.
This is the Midnight Gadfly.
This is Dr. Head.
And this is Sizzlin' Bacon, a.k.a. Sizzlin' Bartender.
And you are experiencing...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be reviewing a little bit of a gem from 2012 called Dead Sushi. This movie is about a young woman who is apprenticing with her father as a sushi chef and is kind of rejected because she's a woman who smells like fish. And so she runs away and has an adventure at a hotel that also involves sushi. So this
sounds like it'd be so hot.
Yeah. So what attracted me to the movie is that it's such a ridiculous movie that has great production values and some good acting and great little characters and all that kind of stuff. And it's almost kind of self-aware, because I think there's at one point where the one guy goes, none of this makes any sense. And I'm like, he goes, at this, and you're like, okay, wait a minute. Okay. So anyway, so Dr. Head, what did you think of this movie? What was your impressions?
It's a bonkers Japanese horror comedy, which is exactly what you're getting in ball. And I've seen enough of the genre to kind of know what to expect, and this doesn't disappoint in that regard, because it is, I mean, the guy who the writer, the Noboru Iguchi, he also wrote Piranha 3D, which is kind of a silly movie, but this is where he's really shining.
3DD.
That one wasn't as successful, but yes, it pretty much was that in 3D. I like the premise, and I like with all this the genre, the Japanese horror comedy, and like the absurd horror comedy, because it goes way over the top. It's not just comedy and horror mixed like with Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. It's like the absurdity of it. It like you just think, oh, I've seen it all, and it just says no, you haven't. And it just gives you more and more and more, and it just becomes this premise. But they keep the thread through the whole movie, from the rice spewing zombies to the flop and sushi, you know, like the fact that it's like Reanimator, you know, it's just fun. I mean, you have to know what to expect going into it. If you're expecting a serious movie, you're not going to get that.
Yeah.
How about you, Sizzlin' Bacon?
I loved it because it was bonkers. I loved it because of the genre. And I agree with Dr. Head. Production wise, it looked fantastic. It looks really vibrant. The sound was great. The fight scenes were great. I like the effect. No, they were for that kind of movie. No, I mean, no, there weren't Jason Statham level fights, but for a silly movie, there are some decent. The fact that they put the slapstick in the fights, like that's the fight where the guy's naked and getting dragged around by his business, that's fun.
Okay, I'll agree with that. Okay, yeah. But as good fight scenes, they weren't good fights.
Right, but
they were entertaining fights.
They were entertaining.
They were entertaining. Yeah, let me discount that and say, yeah, they were very entertaining fight scenes. Just the way they were staged was entertaining. Yeah,
absolutely.
Like the special effects were cheesy, but cheesy. I think they were cheesy on purpose.
Well, I think the fight scenes were. I think the fight scenes were cheesy on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a cheap movie. I mean, it was a B movie. It was not
right, but it was super fun. I had a blast watching it. I actually went back and watched it twice. I watched it stone the second time. It's even funnier.
Right. But there's a bunch of these kind of things, you know, like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're fun. There are a lot of them are fun. A lot of them are really stupid, but a lot of them are really fun too. Like this one,
yeah, Meatball Girl,
Machine Girl. Yeah, Machine Girl. Right. And,
you know, we just yeah. There's a whole genre, toilet or zombie ass Toilet of the Dead or something like that. There's just a whole genre of this, like splatterpunk kind of horror comedy
that comedy
ends up being really kind of gross
and it's
exaggerated. Yeah,
and some of that's like definitely Japanese humor though too. And it's
the basic premise, you know, dead sushi is such a cultural thing in Japan, and you know, so that's the goofiness of it, you know, right there that, right. You know, they're making fun of this national cultural, you know, thing that goes on and you know, and they're right. making extremely good fun of it. You
know, right. Yeah. Well, yeah. You could tell that they're making fun of the fact that it's such a cultural thing, just because like when she says you're eating the sushi wrong, they're ready to go into like a murderous fight rage situation over you should have eaten it with the rice side down or the fish side down,
right?
What? We're going to kill you now
because it's an art form, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, but this whole movie is like if you've watched Monty Python and the Holy Grail, your favorite scene is the Black Knight.
Yeah,
that's what you can
expect. The whole movie is the Black Knight.
Pretty much the whole movie.
Yeah, it is. It's a bonkers, over the top, you know, and that's what kind of makes it great. I love the fact that. Even though it's low budget, that someone, you know, we can have these movies like this because that would never have been made at a big film house, you know.
No,
it's just I like that someone can do it, and whether everything's successful or not, it almost becomes, you know, it's like it's not as important. But the general gestalt of it, it's a fun story, it's silly, and it delivers on a lot of levels if you just go into it with the right mindset.
Foreman style.
We have yeah. Well, take the Scream franchise. That's essentially this type of movie, you know, only American version, and not as wacky, obviously, but you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think we also like right in the middle. So I would like to say that the music and the score was really cool. And they have that whole thing right in the middle with the puppets, which the sushi is mostly practical puppets, where they're singing. And it's almost like this Tim Burton-esque type music.
Yes. Yeah.
But I love the really weird sound effects they had and some of the bass humor, you know, when she, the guy farts, the groundskeeper farts, and she is just like disgusted by him. And he's like, oh, that's nature, you know.
Yeah.
It's okay. But yeah, there's, as I said, all of the little characters are great. The whole so it's basically this hotel that's owned by this couple, and it was inherited by the husband's father, and it's not doing well. And they've got this pharmaceutical group that's coming in to spend the weekend to have some sort of a retreat, and they're all a bunch of assholes. And you know, it's very early on we meet this bum who is eating sushi out of the garbage or something like that, but he's got a bowl.
Right.
you know, and we see him then, you know, pull out a murderous sushi squid and it flies through the air.
Inject
and kills,
it.
And
inject
kills, it. Yeah, it kills these two. And then he has to inject it again with the serum. Again, yeah, like you said, the Herbert West all the way.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that they then tie that into the fact that these pharmaceutical people are the people the bum is after, because he was one of their greatest scientists and was told to be coming up with this serum in order to bring cells back to life. But when he did, it made them evil. And the whole scene that they do where they put the wig on him and he's got that fucking murderous deer coming at him with the blank eyes, and the way they made it look so cheesy, like really cheesy. I just thought that was really a nice little touch there. And then he comes back and he's then going to start killing them. Well, then you find out that the sushi, everybody hates the egg sushi. They're like, that's not really sushi, egg sushi. And so the egg sushi ends up being the only one that's not evil. It becomes good and becomes like the little companion.
It becomes a little and becomes a hero character or whatever the thing is. Yeah.
So, but I really, again, the absurdity of that, and they play off of that. I mean, you know, and none of the logic of even their universe, their story holds up. You know what I mean? Sushi starts infecting other sushi, and then those sushi becomes, they float around and they get teeth, and we get all these really kind of great.
We get like spiky barbs on them.
Spiky barbs, yeah.
What is the method of that propulsion there?
I don't know. That's why I said it's supernatural almost. But right. I mean, they do stuff like, you know, what they have. Sushi nunchucks or nunchaku?
Yes, sushi nunchucks.
Yeah, and then there's the whole scene where the two sushi are humping and having sex, and then you have all the babies flying around. You know, it's absurd.
Like a swarm.
Yeah, like a swarm. And they play a lot of stuff off seriously. You know, like the main protagonist, she's just like she's very serious about everything.
That kind of makes it funny though, too.
Yeah, it does. That's what I say. I really like that. You know, and I like they threw in the young executive that has disdain for everybody.
Yep.
And then there's a twist with him at the end. And yeah, I mean, I said I think the thing was just entertaining all the way through. I didn't feel like there was a lull.
No. And not at all.
They kept it to like an hour and a half. I guess
this was better than Death Kappa. So
yeah. So what did you think, Professor Feather? Did you enjoy the movie?
I just hated it. I hated it. I thought it was a really horrible, horrible. No, I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Funny as fuck, man. It's just funny as fuck.
Yeah.
The other thing too, I mean, kind of don't really need to talk about, but the whole Japanese culture is satirized.
Yeah.
Almost every aspect of the Japanese culture is satirized in this movie. That's another thing that makes it really good for me. The writing is very intelligent, you know, even though it's goofy and, you know, it's done very well, you know. And like I said, like we were talking about the fight scenes, I think that's all done. I think that's done on purpose. You know, they said we're going to satirize fight scene, you know, the kung fu, you know, fight scenes and all that. I think it was brilliant, you know, how they did it. And I'm not a real big fan of the genre because I think most of them just don't appeal to me for some reason. But this one did. This one really, I don't know, it hit all the buttons for me for some reason. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And just a goofy fucking movie.
Well, and
which is great.
And gross. I mean, like,
and gross. It's
the whole thing. Talk about
the part.
Yeah, the egg kiss, and this is actually something in Japan that people do, and there's like even videos on YouTube.
The egg,
people doing well, and
it's cum swapping.
Yeah, did you see the outtakes at the end where they're trying to do it and they're gagging?
And they kept missing.
And he keeps it though. It's funny. He keeps it in the movie though.
The process is they're switching an egg, a raw egg. Yolk.
From mouth to mouth.
Yes.
From
mouth, snowballing from mouth a raw to mouth. Egg, yes.
Yeah, yolk swapping, like cum
yolk
swapping.
Yolk swapping, yeah.
Yeah, like when I thought it was, okay, when it was intact, I'm like, okay, here it goes. And I'm like, then when it broke, I'm like, oh, no.
And they still kept going.
I'm like, wait, yes. I'm like, oh, man, that's just.
It's like kudos to the actors. Maybe they were married or something. I don't know what the fuck.
Right? They went for it, yeah.
They were, yeah, it was like, no, that was dedication to the art. I applaud that.
Or maybe they were just like really, really into it. I don't know.
I mean, it's like one of those things, like, you know, when you shoot a scene that's just bonkers and funny, everyone is into it. You know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, Al, you know, Sizzle and Bacon and I, we've done a few flicks together. So
yeah.
Like, when everyone's in the scene, like the special effects scenes are really funny. And like when if it's over the top and you know it's over the top, everyone kind of gets into it. There's this, right? You know, there's like a spirit of adventure, like, okay, well, this is gonna be crazy, we're gonna get messy, let's just have fun with it. And everyone so far, at least, you know,
you kind of know what you're walking into when you did
yeah sushi. You got a scene like you're gonna be doing a cum swapping of an egg with some chick, you're like, okay, I'm up for it if she is, you know, like you just go for it. And I thought that's great
spot. And I did like the makeup where that looked like the two pieces of sushi were pulling his sucking his face
apart.
Yeah
And
that was very Tim Burton-esque.
I was the same thing. Speaking of Tim Burton type stuff, yeah, the guys with his face pulled out, definitely Tim Burton, right out of Beetlejuice.
That character also was obsessed with touching a woman's tits.
Yes.
Even after.
That's look so good. Maybe just one squeeze.
Because there's the point that the girl has this giant tongue coming out of her face, and there's a sushi on the end of it, and he's just looking about taking the opportunity to touch her tits. But and the only thing that dissuades him from end up doing it is that the blood gets spilled on him, and he's like, oh. And then he gets attacked himself. But yeah, all of that kind of stuff is it's throughout the whole thing. And then the main guy, the scientist, decides he's going to infect sushi and eat it, and it's going to turn him into a salmon or something or a giant tuna like guy.
He's tuna.
Yeah, well, he looks like General Akbar from Star Wars. Yeah,
it's a trap.
It's a trap.
Yeah. So the couple that did the egg thing. Also had the one where she, after the sushi goes up her skirt,
hoodie.
Yeah, and she thinks she gets away with it. She starts to turn into one of those zombies. And there's that scene where rice continues to come out of her mouth without cutting. And I'm like, that had to have been a shit ton of rice in her mouth that just...
He kept
wiping it off and a little bit more, and he wiped it off and a little bit more. Oh... That's where it got really gross, because all those zombies were like throwing up on each other, and you could see it just splashing in their mouth. And
it's a whole sexual. I mean, like what to Professor Frether said, you know, the satirizing of Japanese culture.
Yeah.
All the boob obsession is another big mainstay, like in anime and in the porn industry, which they still like digitize things out, you know, so you can't see things. The same thing with the cum swapping. Or the bukkake, you know, all the cum shots, all the blood. I mean, there's all these like bodily liquids and all this like the sexualization of and the grossness together. It's so very Japanese in some ways too, of taking these different disparate kinds of things. Like it's just like their anime come to life. It's like this director, this writer was raised on hentai and saw Urotsuka Doji as a kid, and it's like I can do that one day, which is great. I love seeing these live action. Things like that are just as
bonkers. I like my eggs scrambled.
But what I'm not used to seeing is the criticism of Japanese culture, which I love. Like I just really love that, because that's fresh for me. Because usually they still do those themes of like the bad corporation, which have been around, you know, decades.
Yeah.
But to satirize Japanese culture, things especially held in with esteem, like sushi, or the kind of the underground, like we're gonna keep this hidden, the whole like underground. Really seedy belly of their sexual exploration to bring those to light in a comical way. I love that.
Yeah. Young versus old. That was the other one. You know, there's a lot of young versus
very
old.
Much. Yeah. Right. Her dad's way of doing it versus the way that she wants to do it.
Same within the
culture.
Going
back to the egg swap / cum swap. See, it's funnily with all the gore in the movie, that was the only part of the movie, the egg swap, that made my girlfriend almost want to puke. All the blood and gore, ever else, she was fine. But when they were doing the egg, she was physically going. Brr.
You should.
I admit to being a little cringe.
Yeah, same here.
That.
Yeah,
it wasn't something I really wanted to dwell on.
The fact that that scene went on for like 30 seconds longer than it should have just made it that much better.
You should have had an egg.
It out.
Well, you got an egg out of the fridge there, sizzling bacon, and asked her, hey, you want to try this?
Yeah, you want to.
But I thought the same thing. I thought, you know, I'm going, God. But then they just kept it going. And, you know, and then it got really funny because they kept it going.
It started gagging, yes. Yes.
Well, and then if you, you know, the choreography of the way they move their heads so that you can see, like, that was really well done. Like, I would say the camera work in this movie is actually pretty good.
Oh, especially
with these fight scenes, it moves very accurately with wherever it needs to frame without being shaky cam. You know what I mean? It and you can even see in the outtakes at the end where they accidentally go too far and you see two of the people that are in the production crew, you know, on the side, and they're all laughing because, you know, the fight went too far over off to the right or whatever. I really enjoyed the outtakes at the very end. You know, those were great watching because she hit the one guy in the groin accidentally, you know, and then she stepped on the one sushi guy's face when she was supposed to be stomping on his face. Yeah, there was just all kinds of, and then the nunchuck fight. You know,
nunchuck
there
was amazing.
She was supposed to catch the nunchuck in her hands, and she didn't. That's the the wife doing the robot with the body sushi.
Yes,
it was just so hilarious because it was kind of good but kind of bad.
Yeah.
The whole body sushi. Yeah, the body two girls sushi. Talking about the body sushi. Anyway,
well, the guy goes, "Oh, sushi is so." Yes, sushi tastes so much better warm.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
So now, is this, I don't know much about Japanese filmmaking on a whole scale. Is this considered an independent film?
That's a good question. I don't know.
It's like a...
It had a... there was a production company.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're like kind of like main studio, though. I think they're like...
Like a Japanese...
It's kind of weird. They have a different system, and it's just kind of...
Kind of like Tetsuo and those guys.
A production springs up just for that movie, and then, you know, like all these different.
It lists different producers, but I'm not seeing.
It's almost like a
company.
Fan-funded? Yeah. I don't want to say fan-funded. It's not like that.
I think it's an independent.
Or like a crowd-funded?
I think it
was released at Fantasia. And Fantasia International Film Festival is where it was.
Ah, really? Yeah.
So my guess, it's an indie. You know, it's definitely an indie, indie made. Because I'm not seeing anything about a big company behind it.
Yeah, I couldn't see. I couldn't find anything else either.
Yeah.
I didn't do a deep dive into it because.
Well, I remember reading about it, and they were the director said it was influenced by what was it? Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Killer Tomatoes.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
food. Oh, no, you know, that's interesting because now that you say that, that's interesting because there's a lot of correlation there.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's interesting. I never
A lot of the slapstick. Yep. A lot of the kills.
The director.
Done way better than
right.
Gucci.
That's for sure.
He's also worked in the adult as a director in the adult video industry, too. AV.
Oh, really?
So now we
see. Echo porn. Yeah. Let me guess.
Now we understand why also did Piranha 3DD. Now we get
that. Also explains that title, Sexy Sushi. Yeah,
well, that was probably a good payday for him working for an American indie company. He probably got a good payday for writing that script.
Have funded this.
So and the work that he's done, I mean, obviously he has access to a good crew and people who know how to get things done on the cheap.
Right.
And people seek him out, apparently, I guess.
You know. This is the kind of production that you want to be a part of because it's so silly and fun. And certainly, I totally get it.
Let's spend a few weeks goofing off in front of a camera and get paid for it.
Hopefully get paid for it.
Well, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But yeah, just kind of interesting. There to have fun. And the physical comedy in this, there's some first-rate physical comedy all over this movie. And the fights and everything else, like Feather was saying, how the fights aren't good, but they're silly. And how where I was getting to, like, they start like it's going to be a real, like, where she grabs the guy's the belt thing holding his robe up and she spins him. That almost, you've seen that movie in like that Bridges. Move in legitimate martial arts movies before. Where they get someone in a spin before they knock him out. But instead of the logical conclusion, he ends up being completely naked and dragged around by his junk by that same belt.
And I keep thinking with him just going, oh, and all he's doing is like, oh, how embarrassing. Oh. So he spun around on
it. And as a little nitpick, as many times as she hit those dudes in the business, none of those dudes would be getting back up to fight again.
Yeah,
she kicks the one guy like 8 times real fast.
Well, I got news for you. Just about any movie you see.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It's wrong. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
no
not
one's getting up. You're going to lay there for half an hour.
Right. That's right.
Yep, you're like, nope, I'm done. Go ahead. Can you take your money.
She kicked the one guy in the nuts so many times so fast it was like
Ferris Bueller. Well, look at the way they were all padded up though too.
But it's like Ferris Bueller. Remember in Ferris Bueller when the principal and the sister scare each other in a house and she throws like 5 kicks to his face real fast. That's what her kicking that dude in the junk reminded me of. It was like a Ferris Bueller, very slapsticky.
And It's Family Guy.
Yes. Peter and the chicken.
Let's do it. Let's do it. That's the egg scene. Yeah. I'm going, that's Family Guy, man. he's brilliant at putting something out there and then just playing it to death until you're gone.
Making it uncomfortable,
But that becomes part of the background humor.
It does.
It's like,
it does.
Okay. Yeah, like that first time he did the chicken fight. Where he gets kicked and he lays there, and I can't, it's like 43 seconds.
Oh yeah,
it's like 40 seconds of screen. Like Jesus, this okay.
And did you see when they take that same joke and then they're like in Scotland, and so he's like,
like if it worked once, let's use it 1,000 times. We're gonna beat that dead horse until we get glue.
So in Dead Sushi,
so funny.
So in Dead Sushi, the one scene that's like that is when we get there, the only actual boob scene, which is when the girl thinks she's alone in the spa.
And
the dude's watching her because he's running away from Admiral Akbar. And he gets his head cut off while she's showering and she's getting sprayed by the blood coming out of his neck, you know, and she's just still like, sitting there going, warm. Oh, it's so warm, you know, and you're just, so he just totally ruins that. I got to say this though, what is his name? Noboru Iguchi, his most famous porn movie is called Final Pussy.
Which reminds
me, is that like sung like final countdown? Final pussy.
That reminds me of Harry Cruz. One of my favorite books by him is called Gypsy's Curse. That's what the Gypsy's Curse is. Mm. The perfect pussy.
Oh, final pussy.
The final pussy.
Sean Connery coming across that on a U-porn or final pushy.
Pushy.
I'm watching in heaven.
One pushy to rule them all.
Let me slap it.
Lord of the cock rings.
Oh, it is rather sticky.
Maybe that was his one.
All right, this is probably all gonna be censored
in this movie. It wasn't the blood shower. It was where he got to have that blowfish crawl up that lady's hoodie.
She got kind of like hoodie and the blowfish.
Yeah.
Full SpongeBob. Boy,
that was a good one.
I'll be here all week. Thank you. Tip your barbie.
At the end, we find out there's the twist with that young executive who has disdain for everybody, and it's just kind of cool. You know, he ends up with a gun and he's like shooting sushi all over the place. Well, the other thing is that the gardener has some sort of special power, and all he has to do to kill the sushi. Yeah, he just has to yell at the sushi, and they die. But I like the fact that the young executive is not killed by sushi, but sushi infected ramen. Which they're like, how can you eat at a time like this? At what better time is there to eat? You know, if you can't eat at a time like this, you're gonna starve. That was really funny. And then even the end is pretty good because, you know, it's this happy this happy ending, right? Where it's you've got the gardener telling her that she needs to figure out how to do, you know, better, and he needs to do better as well, and all this stuff. So she goes home, and her dad says, you look like a handsome man now, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And so a dead sushi comes flying in, and all of a sudden she's behind the counter, changed. Yeah. And she slaps the sushi from him in front of him, and then says, "I'm the only one who can make dead sushi now," or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Killers. I'm like, what an ending. So yeah, that's what I said. It's a. I would highly recommend it. Highly recommend this movie. It's a fun movie to watch. Even with Tubi, with the commercials and stuff, I was just all I could wait was for the commercial to be over so I could see what was coming up next.
And I think on Tubi it's dubbed, right? That's
no.
Dubbed.
We
watched it on Roku
with subtitles.
Oh,
it was on Roku.
I had subtitles
dubbed.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
That's where I watch it because I'd rather watch dubbed than subtitles.
Well, I would like to watch the dub because I want to hear. Sometimes the dubs are good. Like if they get the right people who understand what they're doing,
and then sometimes the dub actually makes the bad movie dubbed.
Yeah. Well,
in this case, it didn't. You know, I mean, it didn't really matter. Because it's so goofy.
Oh, no, right. You know,
I
did like the subtitle.
I normally watch dub or subtitle, but
the only reason I like the subtitling, though, it was like they actually wrote it or put it down like the Japanese spoke it. So it had that weird, you know,
cadence,
you know what I mean? You know,
yeah. Right.
Well, they also had like squishy gushing, or you know, like they would have the little like sound and stuff like that they would put up there that was hilarious. So you and some of them were great. I mean, when they're like
gurgle.
Well, it was gooey sucking or whatever or sucking sound for the egg back going back and forth. So I said somebody had fun with the subtitles when they were doing a lot of that thing. Such a good movie. I would like to see other ones. There's a couple of them that I have in my queue that I've seen. You know, something about
stuff with the same actress,
Machine Girl.
Yeah, the Eternal
Machine Girl that has guns that grow out of her butt.
Is it? I don't know. Not familiar with that one.
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
I
think some of
Zombie ass Toilet of the Dead is pretty gross. I don't recommend that one.
There are so many.
You recommend that one? Really? I haven't seen it. I already saw the trailer.
Yeah, why not? I mean, if you know what you're expecting. I mean, it's a gross horror comedy. It's just about a.
You know. It's more mature than. This
No, I'm not going to say that. More mature.
Oh, really? I don't mean no. I don't mean humor wise. I don't mean any of that. I just meant sexual
like
stuff. Is that more
like violently spewing diarrhea like stuff?
Harder R. I think
you know, it's just it's just grosser. It's just over the top.
Rated R.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to look at Machine Girl. Oh, I have that in my queue. That's one of them I have in my queue because of this. So
yeah,
what's the one we
talked about a few weeks ago?
Meatball Machine.
Yeah, was a Meatball Machine, right? Yeah.
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 And there's a sequel.
See, that's what I'm saying. That Meatball Machine was okay. It was okay. This movie to me seemed like was on a different level.
Yeah.
Other Japanese comedy horrors I've seen. This. Because I don't normally just don't really like them. It's just not my forte.
Oh, it's a weird genre.
But this one just, you know, I don't know. I think it just seemed to go to a different level for me, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe it had to do with all of the satire and how that all kind of, you know, was integrated.
It was tight. It was a tight.
Yes.
Everything was really tight. Like, and it looked planned. Like, they knew what they were doing before they went in to shoot everything. So, and, you know.
It's like watching Peter Jackson's first two movies, you know, Bad Taste and Dead Liar.
Yeah.
Peter
Jackson's good movies. Yes.
Because I love both of those movies. I mean, he stepped up his blood game in Dead Alive or Brain Dead. It's more of a movie. It takes longer to develop. It's not nearly as zany until that crazy stuff happens. Then it goes like from like we're in the middle of the road to like complete bonkers, you know. And that's what I loved about that movie. You know,
have you
asked for the Lord?
Exactly.
Have you seen Meet the Feebles?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, so the song in there that's brilliantly written and sung, but it's sodomy. I want to do some sodomy. Don't you get to me? I want some sodomy. I heard that. I'm like, am I hearing this right?
Yeah. No, what's funny is Billy Joel has a story that he's had that he tells a lot of times on his Sirius XM channel. That when he was writing Honesty, he had the melody, he didn't have the words. And so when he was playing it for the band and he was just trying to hum syllables for the melody, when it got to the Honesty part, he started singing sodomy. And so when they came back to rehearse again, the band is like, hey, can we try that sodomy song again?
And it was a big hit with the teenage girls, yes.
That's right. I'm technically still
and the priests.
Virgin.
Teenage girls and the priests. Both love it. Number one with a bullet in the Vatican.
His sequel is Final Sodomy.
That's right. Yeah. Final Altar Boy.
All right.
No. Hey.
We can't have reality in here.
Dr. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, come on, Dr. Head. None of that.
Right. Yes. Well,
I'll send back.
Right. They got their the Nambla retreat already planned. So,
Marlon Brando.
Will there be a Scooby-Doo chase through a bunch of doors down a hallway just like that?
Oh, I hope so.
That's the other movie we're supposed to talk about. All right, so let's anybody have any final thoughts?
They're both kind of the same. They're both that kind of humor anyway.
Yeah, okay, so just goofy, if you've not seen it,
go do yourself a favor. Go have fun with it, man. It's absolutely just a goofy, silly movie.
It's infectious. It's infectious.
Yeah, and like right now we said we know it's on Tubi for free, and it's on Roku channel too. If you want to watch,
there's a dub version. Yeah,
and watch it with some people that you know.
Yeah. Archive.org has it, but I think it has Spanish subtitles, so if you can read Spanish.
There's a version of Dead Shoe
on archive. Yeah, but it's got Spanish hardcore subs.
Hardcore subs.
fucking. Yeah. Right. But the subtitles are in Spanish. So if you don't mind that, you're good to go.
It seemed to me like everybody involved in the movie was having such a good time. You couldn't help but have a good time watching it.
Yeah.
And like you said, Tar, about watching it with people you know. Like I said, I watched it with my girlfriend, and we had a fucking blast just talking back and forth and just laughing so hard and all that.
I watched it with my dog.
What the fuck is this?
I liked it pretty well.
Your dog liked it?
Yeah. Yeah.
My dog didn't understand.
The dog's like gone really hard.
My dog missed the subtext.
I asked her, I said, what do you think about the egg swapping scene? And she went, rough.
Yeah. It was rough.
She goes, yes. Translate it and says, let's do it.
my dog, who is Cajun, said, oh, Sean, I'll eat up that puke scene.
Mon bleu.
Bon temps roulette.
You do that well, Gadsworth. I like that.
Yeah, you guys want to watch me take a dump?
I think you should have a character from the bayou.
I think you should listen to what's going on, Tar.
No. What fun's that?
Why would he start now?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Did the episode start yet?
Oh, my God.
That's okay funny. With that.
And you have been experiencing
an amazing, spontaneous, fishy episode.
Give me a feather.
On our Patreon followers, for an extra $69.
Oh, sorry, fan only.
All
and our fan only page. Yes,
that's right. We'll be doing our own Our only version, one. Only fan. Our own version of the egg swap.
We have our own network. It's called Fan Only.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We like scrambled eggs. Yeah.
Okay. I'd like before I say anything really, you know, stupid and dumb like I normally do during this part, I want to say something because I think it's very appropriate. I want to give a shout out to Weird Sisters Radio, Molly the K, who runs that. She does a great job. It's on every night for an hour to 2 hours. Different DJs who put out these different shows. It's so eclectic. And you can find every kind of music that you want to find during the 7 days. If you would watch every show, you will hear almost every kind of music that there is to hear, including one of my favorites, which I listen to on the regular basis and visit, the Evil Dr. Toad's Prog Frog Radio Hour, which is on Monday nights, EST. It's 11 Pacific time. It's 8 o'clock. I'd also like to do a shout out to the Vortex and good old Sluggo. Sluggo is so good at what she's done. The Vortex.
Thanks, Sluggo.
All horror host movies. And it's one of the best places if you want to go for just good fun.
And good people. Yeah.
That's what I mean. There's no vitriol at all because Sluggo it will not allow it. she has a great disclaimer, but it's just a fun time, great old movies, some good movies, some bad. UnsaneRadio@gmail.com if you want to write to us. You go to UnsaneRadio.com to listen to all of the podcasts and to see the pictures. It's worth it there to go there to see the artwork that most generally Dr. Tarr has
I mean you had
Dr. Tarr has done. And Tarr and Feathers Psycho Cinema, you can find us on Facebook. We have a page on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel it's got a few movies up there. It is soon to have it's gonna soon to be glutted with movies. And you won't know which one to watch.
Engorged.
First. And engorged.
It would be I like engorged.
Tumescent.
Our YouTube channel has become fully engorged.
Tumescent.
Engorged.
Right now it's semi-tumescent.
Tumescent, yes. That's what I said. Yeah.
Vaguely turgid.
And I'm vaguely turgid.
That's vaguely my new band. Wait a
minute. That's the story of my life.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good character.
Vaguely turgid my whole life.
That's my new band.
Soft band name. That's a good band name.
Soft Turgid, yeah.
Speaking of going to drop someone off at the pool. It's Turgent. And Heavy Metal Horror. Speaking of Turgent, Heavy Metal.
Sunday.
Heavy Metal Horror Podcast on the Facebook. Heavy Metal Horror Podcast on the YouTubes. Montag Lewis, one word on the Instagrams. Heavy Metal and Horror.
Horror.
And Sizzling Bacon?
Citizen Blake, and I'm on Instagram as webhead62. Post my art up there if you like to see my art, my doodlings, my scribblings. Other than that, you can also find Unsane Radio on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Oh, that's true.
That's all I got.
How about Gadfly? Where are you going to be stripping at this week?
I'm not stripping, man. I've got that gig with the adult diaper modeling, you know. It's I mean, the
before or after picture?
Well, it's the spray up the back.
Okay. I'm gonna,
this is our extra capacity model.
Yeah.
It's the, has the, this ever happened to you?
Yeah, before and after the flap.
And look, it has a little gauge telling you whether you're full or not. Yeah, just...